Greetings to all of our listeners out there. This is Dakota Talk Radio, live here coming to you from southeastern South Dakota. Before we get started, I would like to continue our lessons by beginning with our greetings in our native tongue here, our mother tongue from the Ihang Toyata, the End Village people. Okay. Mitakuye, iuha, chante washten up it, shoes up it. Diane Merrick Demie, na komi chaje snasnawi ga ihang twana kota hemacha. Ya, iuhana na kompiki wo pida tanko keni chapi. Aha, one day ye was kakte. I'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake and share with you that this is Diane Merrick. My Dakota Nakota name is Rattle Woman from our gourd, and I am sharing with you from the End Village people here, and we would like to give you a huge thanks for listening to our Dakota lessons that we share, and ask you to continue to listen along and pronounce and enunciate and impart our language and in any way that you feel would be helpful to your relatives and to our children. We want to always want to remember that each generation amongst our indigenous people is that we always want to pass on our culture and our life ways and our beliefs, and so we want to continue that any way we can, and especially once again to touch on that within our language, our dialect. We have 8,000 plus band members. I want to remind our listeners out there that of that 8,000, our numbers are very, very low. We're way down to maybe 20s, 30s. We are going to soon be getting an analysis of where we're at. A few years back, early 90s, we had 40-some speakers out of 7,000-plus, and our enrollment numbers for the End Village people is 8,000-plus, and we now have less than that number of speakers. So it is an alarming situation and concern that we have for those few of us that are fluent speakers, in how we share that language and the passion that we have to be able to share that and pass that on to our Wakhainjas, or the Techapi, the youth. The Techapi, those are the ones that we want to try to reach, and all of our relatives as well that have that desire to pass this on for our future, and always our relatives, our ancestors, the sacrifices they made for us, and how they were not allowed to speak their language at a certain time in their lives. And here today, when we are finally allowed to speak our language, we have so many diverse representations of value systems and life ways, and how we are so affected by that, and our youth today have a difficult time learning their language. It is a part of our mother tongue, and yet to our youth and our children it's foreign. We are very accustomed to the English language, which was a goal that was put there for us to no longer speak our language. And I speak also for all of our indigenous relatives throughout the nation here that have gone through some of the same experiences as we have. And at the same time, it's as if we have got to take as much time as we can to be able to share our language and pass that on. We are at that time in our lives to continue that on behalf of our generation today and those yet to come, yet the future. So I wanted to share that this is my passion. And also, too, at this time, I want to acknowledge my folks, you know, all of my folks there in Wunakhyoyate, the spirit world. But I want to acknowledge them, and all of my relatives, all of my dekshis, my uncles, my tumis, my aunties, and my unchis, kunshis, grandmothers, okanas, tokashinas, grandfathers, and all of the relatives who were instrumental in my life and wanting to share the language and speaking it every day. And so hearing it every day in my life from the time I was a toddler has basically been something that I have retained in my memory, and that I can be able to share that in a very humble manner. I'm just an ordinary human being, just like anybody else that wants to pass something on in a good way. So with that, I want to get started now with our lesson plan. But from time to time, I want to take a little bit of time, and I want to share with our listeners out there how much this means to me on behalf of my children and all of our listeners and your children, their children. So tokatakya. They say, So they say that, you know, when I was growing up, they always say, we do this so that in the future times, you and your relatives and other relatives can continue to walk with these ways. Well, we want to continue on. In our last lesson, we talked about Dakota verb conjugations. And so we want to talk about some of the gestures and some of the action types of things that we utilize in our language. And in this lesson, we want to talk about to show something or to point out something. So our term we're going to focus on for this area here as we begin our lesson is bazo. So bazo means to point out something, to show something. Bazo, bazo. In one of our lessons, we talked about the wabazo, television. So that's kind of an example of where that originates from. Wabazo is a television. So we can view something on there. So bazo by itself means to show, to point out. Okay. And the next term is kibazo. Kibazo. He showed it to her. He showed it to her. Kibazo. Kibazo. Okay. Wichakibazo. She showed it to them. Wichakibazo. She showed it to them. Okay. Makibazo. Makibazo. She showed it to me. She showed whatever that is, makibazo. Could be hampa, shoes, ksangsanicha, dress, shina, a shawl, okade, whatever that object might be that we might enter into that word when we use it. Makibazo. She showed it to me. Makibazo. Okay, we're going to move along with all the different words, different ways of using bazo. Okay. Unkibazo. 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 She showed it to you and I. She showed the shina to you and I, the shawl. She showed the coat to you and I. Hampa hena unkipazo. She showed the shoes to you and I. Onzore techa unkipazo. She showed the new pants to you and I. So just examples that I wanted to share along with Bazo and the different ways we use the word you and I, her and me. And so that kind of gives you a background of how we would interchange and use the word. Okay, the next one. Unki pazo pi. Woite ki iuhana unki pazo pi. She showed all the food to us all. Woite iuhana unki pazo pi. She showed all the food to us all. Okay. Nikipazo. She showed it to you. Okay. Waskuichahena nikipazo. She showed you the fruits. Waskuichahena nikipazo. She showed the fruits to you. Okay. Let's move right along to our next one. This one's going to have a plural as well. Okay. Nikipazopi. Taku washteshtena kipazopi. She showed you some wonderful things. Some nice things. Nikipazopi. Tumi. Taku washteshte. Nak nikipazopi. Auntie showed you some really nice, all of you, some really nice things. Nikipazopi, to clarify, that's plural. To show you all. Show to all of you. Nikipazopi. Okay? Okay, we're going to move right along with Bazo. Okay. Kipazopi. She showed it to him. Kipazopi. Excuse me. They showed it to him. Kipazopi is they showed it to him or her. Okay. Our next one is Wichakipazopi. We chalky bazopi. The group or the relatives, wotakuye, they showed it to them. Oyateki. And now we chalky bazopi. The people shared it with them. Or showed it to them. They showed it to them. The people showed it to them. We chalky bazopi. Okay. Makipazopi. When we just say makipazo, that's what he or she showed to me. But when we put b on the end there with after makipazo, b, then The translation for Mi'kmaq-i-pa-so-pi is they showed it to me. They showed that to me. Okay? Unki-pa-so-pi. 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 Okay? They showed whatever that element or object is to all of us. Unki-pa-so-pi. Unki-pa-so-pi. Okay? Okay. Our next one is Wa-ki-pa-so. Wa-ki-pa-so. Hampa-hena wa-ki-pa-so. Tui, hampa-hena wa-ki-pa-so. I showed the shoes to Auntie. Hampa, tui, hampa-hena wa-ki-pa-so. I showed the shoes to Auntie. Okay? Our next term is Wichawakipazo. 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 Okay. We can use a phrase for that to help us to know how we might use that. Okay. Woapi techa hena. We chawa kipazo. Woa pi techa hena. We chawa kipazo. I showed the new books to them. I showed the new books to them. Okay. Our next term is Unki-pa-so. Unki-pa-so. Okay. Unki-pa-so is you and I. Showed it to her. Unki-pa-so. Okay. We cha unki-pa-so. We cha unki-pa-so. Okay, we cha unki-pa-so is when you and I showed it to them. You and I showed that to them. Okay, so if you notice the word here as we share and go back here, you'll notice that pa-so, the word pa-so by itself, meaning something, or to point at something. Pa-so by itself. We started out with this lesson to point out something, to share something, or not to share, excuse me, but to point out something. And all the different words that we have in our language, by showing something, whether it's to one person or to more than one, when we changed it from singular to plural. And so how we conjugate the verbs and how helpful that could be by us being able to learn how one word can be utilized in so many different ways. And so we wanted to be able to share how we conjugate the different verbs and how we can use them in phrases. And take one thing at a time and learn it slowly. Okay? Another area, like with pa-so, if we want to, we talked about she or I or they and you and I. And one last area we want to look at is how you can use the word pa-so and add on you showed, or you all showed. So the term we are going to use next here is yakipazo. Yakipazo. You showed it to her or him. You showed it to her or him. Yakipazo. So that's one individual, that's singular, showing it to one person, whatever that may be. That, whether that's a okade, a hampa, jacket, shoes, onzore, pants, sanksainicha, dress, shawl, shina, a wapi, a book. Okay? And another one is wichayaki puzzle. Wichayaki puzzle. Wichayaki puzzle. You showed it to them. You showed it to them. Daku wa shite shite wichayaki puzzle. Daku wa shite shite wichayaki puzzle. You showed them something really good or something really nice. Wa shite shite. Beautiful is another word you can use. You showed them something beautiful. Daku wa shite shite wichayaki puzzle. Uh-huh. Okay, and next one. We've got time for maybe one more here. And our next one is mayakipazo. Mayakipazo. Earlier in the lesson, we heard the word makipazo, meaning something he or she showed to me. So now when we say mayakipazo, that's something you have shown to me. Okay? Daku ota washite shite mayakipazo. You showed me a lot of beautiful things. Daku ota washite shite mayakipazo. You showed me a lot of beautiful things. Okay? That's mayakipazo. And to all of our listeners out there, this is all the time we have for Dakota Talk Radio. And Yohana Wopida Tanka, Mukijap, Ukenijapi, Na Ke Nayak Omuyakipi, Ke Wopida Echa. So we want to thank all of our listeners out there. A huge thank you to you all, and hope that you continue to listen along with us. And until next time, Doksha.